From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military says one service member was killed, three wounded in a raid targeting al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command says 14 fighters from the local al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation in Beida province. The White House is affirming President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily limiting U.S. immigration from seven countries, despite a U.S. federal court ruling seeking to stop the move. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway appeared Sunday on Fox News Sunday.
The judge in Brooklyn, the Obama appointee judge in Brooklyn's stay of order really doesn't affect the executive order at all, because the executive order is meant to be prospective. It's preventing, not detaining.
The White House is affirming the executive order. U.S. lawmakers from both major parties are speaking out against the immigration restrictions and... Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Sunday near the White House at airports in New York, Washington, and San Francisco, and other cities. Large crowds of protesters gathered. U.S. President Donald Trump scheduled phone chats with three world leaders Sunday. Those leaders include the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting president of South Korea. Mr. Trump spoke Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Spokesmen in both capitals say the two leaders agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and to work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency insists refugees pose no national security threat to the United States. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says there is no merit to a claim by U.S. President Donald Trump that Syrian refugees threaten national security and should be banned from entering the United States. UNHCR spokeswoman Vanina Mestrachi rejects assertions that Syrian refugees are terrorists. She says refugees are victims of terrorists, and those proposed for resettlement are among the most vulnerable people on Earth. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election and chose Benoît Hamon to be the Socialist Party candidate in France's presidential election. Hamon, a 9-year-old former education minister, had close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. He easily beat Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. Hamon's level of support is believed to be lagging behind that of his two major opponents, François Fillon and Marine Le Pen. French elections are April 23rd. Officials in Myanmar say a legal advisor to the country's ruling National League for Democracy Party has been shot and killed outside Yangon's international airport. Ko Ni, a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim community, was gunned down as he was waiting for a taxi outside the airport. He had just returned to Myanmar from an overseas trip. A taxi driver was wounded in the attack. Officials say the gunman has been arrested. A Sudanese court Sunday sentenced Czech missionary Petr Jacek to 24 years in jail on three charges, including spying and inciting hatred. Jacek was arrested in 2015 and held on charges of entering the country illegally from South Sudan. The Czech Foreign Ministry calls the conviction groundless and says it will send someone to Sudan to negotiate Jacek's release. A number of soldiers and one rebel fighter were killed in eastern Ukraine Sunday when fighting broke out between Ukrainian forces and insurgents. It was the most serious clash in weeks. A Ukrainian spokesman said troops repelled the attack. The situation remains tense and troops are on alert. Romanians protested Sunday against a government plan to pardon thousands of prisoners and decriminalize certain offenses. Protesters in Bucharest's University Square worry that the pardons set back anti-corruption efforts. Premier Sorin Grindeanu has requested an emergency ordinance allowing the government to pardon prisoners to ease prison overcrowding. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.